shenanigans. 214-696-8001. Did Snake solve his problem?
What?
He might have to call Texas Tickets, huh?
He's probably going to have to call Texas Tickets, but if, you know what? If he's it takes a ticket.
He's in ticket panic, and he needs Texas Tickets.
Why, is he on the air begging for them for free?
You know, it's Snake.
Oh, God, I so hope he doesn't get to go to the game.
Him and Craig Miller.
Well, he needs to be there so that when Cedric Benson lights him up, he
can
see
with his
own eyes. Yeah, for
his usual 60 yards.
Why are you setting yourself up, Bob?
Because
you know that the Longhorns can't win that game.
Dan, if you keep taking Texas every year, it's going to happen.
Eventually. Remember, didn't you have a feeling about the Chris Sims final game there?
Don't worry about that. That's that's not that important right now.
I love that answer from Bob. Don't worry about that one.
I'm not really thinking about that right now. All right. Well, let's get this thing rolling then. Today is October 5th.
No, why are you in such a hurry?
Red Sox.
I don't feel that I am in that much of a hurry, really.
Gabe.
I would like to...
Gabe is starting today. He needs our help.
Where's Gabe at? The four hole?
No.
Or is he the second cleanup hitter?
Might be hitting ninth.
He's kind of hitting ninth. What's Trot Nixon's problem?
Injured.
Really?
That guy's hadn't been
spared
right all year.
No, but he...
Compared to Gabe.
Of course, the Angels are starting a left-hander today, right, too. That may be it.
Well, Gabe owns them.
Is that Mitch? Good. He's rubbing his hands together right now.
Is Nelson De La Rosa there with him today?
Yeah, Mayhow.
I think he's bat boy.
They ought to dress him up in
a
uniform.
I said they should just send him out for pitching changes that they already know are going to happen.
Just come out. Show him the righty.
Why not? That's part of the Moneyball theory. That's the new age of baseball, having a midget. So, you know, or maybe it's not. So. I don't know. I would also like to respond to many emails I got. I want to do this tomorrow at the same time we did it, but... All right, Krista Villarreal might not be the hottest person on the earth, but she's just who I want to stalk, okay? Don't start,
Man, I can't believe you were going on and on about that.
It was really
weird. She looked really good. I've never seen her before, but this past Saturday morning, I recorded the NBC News. And
there's a lot of...
Why would you been in this market all this time and you haven't seen her?
Well, she had these... It was,
A lot of sweater meat?
Oh, it was wild.
Did she get recent implants or something?
I don't know. Because the pictures I'm being sent...
There's a major credibility issue right now.
I really want to bring you guys a tape of what I taped Saturday morning.
She's not bad.
The P1s have...
She really looked good this past Saturday morning.
P1s
real good.
Are all scratching their
I've
heads.
I've seen her 10,000 times, and it's always registered
nothing.
Zero with me.
Always registered a...
Eh. Yeah. If that.
Well, this past Saturday, she had a wonderful morning.
Yeah, she's not bad.
I think the question here is, why would you record Channel 5's Saturday morning news?
Because
what are you doing up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I wasn't up.
Saturday.
I T-voted.
Well, why?
Because a P1 emailed me that the Friday night broadcast did a piece on Nui and his new baby, and that he had a white wife and stuff, so that they wanted to alert me of that so I could see it if I needed to see it.
Well, what does that matter? I mean, that's Nui's personal business.
Right.
Why is it?
Right. I'm just saying that's
how... That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I did. I just recorded it because I wanted to see it.
Is that what you're saying?
That's all.
That's what I'm saying.
I was just responding to a good P1.
That's not what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
When P1 suggests things to me, I ask.
But you're saying it, and I'm saying it, then I'm saying it.
I'm still saying it.
But you're saying it, too.
Wish I had a white wife. That's all I'm saying. All right, today is...
You do.
Oh, yeah.
And now you know.
So now you and Nui have something in common. You both have white wives.
That's true.
Common ground.
Hopefully we could sing We Are the World together someday.
Build your relationship around that.
You know what? You and Nui really need to...
Hey, dude,
y'all need to work out your...
Heard you got a white wife, too.
Nui's not a bad guy.
See, Nui wants to be friends.
I'm telling you, he's not a bad guy.
Stop winking. You know he's an
a-hole. I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm serious. He is not a bad guy.
He's never been an a-hole to me.
When have you ever run into Nui?
When have I ever run into him?
Yeah.
Several times.
Several?
Well, yeah, about at anything I'm at that he's at.
Please.
We always exchange a few moments of banter and repartee and goodwill toward men.
Nui nod.
Boy, if I could get the audio of that.
What?
Of Reiner and Nui yucking it up.
Is there any brandishing?
Hey, I'd be glad to have you roll on that.
Well, it would never happen because you guys
have
never.
New as a new baby.
I mean, it'd be about like that.
That is great.
Congrats to new.
It'd be about like that audio of 10 years ago that you got on me that I have no idea how or where you got it or how what it is.
And if he has a white wife, congratulations to that as well.
Hey, look who's pitching for the Cardinals, Ronge. Ray King.
Yeah.
Elsewhere. What?
Who?
Perhaps an impersonator joins us.
Gribble's such a bad radio guy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Day?
Give me a freaking week, you moron.
Why don't you play along, retard?
That's got to be some days, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, at least.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who's this?
Hey.
Oh. It's fake Newey.
It's Newey. I feel kind of bad, old Dan.
Do what?
I feel kind of bad, though.
Why is that?
I ate the baby.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
Funny. That is not funny, Newey.
That made me hungry now, though. You know what I got to do now?
What would you like to do now?
Eat the phone.
Go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
He blazed through that one.
Only on the ticket.
Didn't even know Newey was married.
On this day in 1986, Rangers history, the 16th rookie in Major League history to hit 30 home
First
runs.
Texas Rangers.
Hit his 30th on this day.
In what year?
1986.
Oh, Pete Inkey.
That's right. Off of Don Sutton. On this day, Rangers history, 1996.
First place Texas Rangers.
Who hit their fourth straight home run, or in
Your
four
mom.
Straight games they had hit home runs?
Dean Kepler.
96?
96.
Dean Palmer.
And his fifth of the series.
Dean Martin.
But the Rangers on this day lost the American League.
This is well
read. It wouldn't be the ALCS. Well, I'm trying to give a quiz here.
ALDS.
Yeah. Anyway, the Rangers lost 3-1 to the Yankees on this day, 6-4. But who? What Ranger Ranger in history homered in his fourth straight game?
Wando.
Wando 6-4.
That's right, Wando, who carried the team throughout that playoffs.
Sure well, he did. After they won that first game in Yankee Stadium, I was thinking.
Were you guys there?
Oh, yeah.
At that game?
Oh, yeah. Sitting right next to Danny Cannell and Jason Sehorn, wasn't it?
Was that that year or was it later? It might have been later.
Yeah, did you guys have a good feeling?
After they won the first game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Did you guys?
Boy, the holsters were up that night.
Oh, my gosh. Did we ever?
I
thought there was nothing to this playoff thing.
John Burkett had gone in there and shut down the Yankee bats, and Wando hit a big giant home run.
Did you have red shoes on?
And did you go to Manhattan and sort of quick walk down the sidewalk and throw your hat in the air and
yo yeehaw?
Yep, say you're going to make it. We're going to make it after all.
Tell you what, if I'd have thought that would have
like
happened.
Mary Tyler Moore?
Well, she was in Minneapolis.
Spinning.
Close enough.
But if I'd have thought that would have happened, I would have done it 100 times.
That's why you're the hammer.
Oh, it was great that night.
Yeah, I walked down the sidewalks of Manhattan and stuck my thumbs in my belt loops and jumped and clicked my heels.
Yeah, were we staying at the Novotel? Time? Was that when we were staying
at the
Novotel?
Yeah, we were staying at the Novotel.
You guys stayed in the same room?
Yeah.
Did either one of you wake up and have their pajama bottoms on backwards?
No.
No lie? Did one of you wake up in a bathtub full of ice?
No, Dan.
Peep
we
show?
Were there. We were there for baseball.
Okay.
Is that were we doing our show at Mickey Mantle's?
Yeah.
Did he touch home?
He just did.
P1 birthday, Dan. I am hoping you would mention me during your mix, October 5th. I consider myself a good as well as a dirty P1. I'm also the guy that made the my sister's stinky box T-shirt. Mm. If I may make a birthday request, and only if indie film guy happens to be in that day, what would he grade my birthday? From Alec.
Well, if that's who I think he is definitely a good Yet Dirty P1. I believe that's the guy that made the Petty Theft t-shirts, too.
Well, happy birthday to you, dude. Elsewhere.
But your birthday's okay.
My sister's stinky box. Don't we have to wish Delwin R. birthday today?
I don't know, do we?
I think today's Delwin R.'s birthday. And if we do, well, we
obviously
certainly...
Obviously, you're on to something that I'm not, so if that's the case...
I believe it is.
Happy birthday, Delwin R.
Delwin R.
On the ticket.
All right.
Delwin R. turned, I believe, 40 today. 41.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Michael Andretti is 42. In other news, Trace Armstrong is 39.
Trace.
First man on the moon.
Grant Hill is 32.
Boy, that's a guy that...
Will we ever see the light of day again?
Oh, they claim he's healthy and he's going to play this year. Just like they have the past 5 years.
Mario Lemieux is 39.
Did he lock himself out?
Patrick.
Owner? How does that work?
Where's that damn key?
Patrick Waugh is 39.
No. Patrick Roy.
Barry Switzer is 67.
Meow. He'll be on with us Friday, too, by the way.
Yep. Looking
meow. For a head job.
Meow. 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 Meow.
Who will give in first?
Meow.
Dave or Reiner?
Meow.
Dave, meow. One of them. Meow. This could go on until 7.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
And really, what would be wrong with that?
Meow.
Oh, I don't know.
Meow.
Karen Allen is 53.
Animal House.
Bob knows her as?
Karen Allen.
You know her very well.
Oh, you know her as Karen Snatch. Allen. Wow, congratulations.
As who?
Snatch.
Snatch.
Bob.
Oh, hey, Bob.
I believe that'd be acceptable in the Sunday school class.
She's the female lead in Raiders of the Lost Ark, dude.
Oh, really?
And she was in Animal House, too, wasn't she?
Yep. She's great in Animal House. She's the one that ended up sleeping with the professor.
Yep.
That's a little risque for a so-called man of God.
Yep. Raiders of the Lost Ark is?
No, for you to be calling her Snatch.
Snatch? That's merely a movie I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello.
Daniel
Boone?
What do you think of this guy, Grego? Daniel Baldwin is 44.
I'm on
think he's
record.
Talented?
No. None of the Baldwins are.
What about Alec?
No. None
not
of them.
Even him?
No, they're not talented. I'm out on anything Baldwin or Arquette.
Joe?
You don't think David Arquette's a talent?
He's the David least Baldwin? Talented of all Arquettes and all Baldwins.
Josie Bissette is 34.
Who's that?
Is that Jacqueline's daughter?
She's the hot blonde from Melrose Place.
I've never heard of her.
Jane Mancini.
Is she as hot as Krista Villarreal?
Did she kill Dooku Kim?
Krista, I've never said she's girl in the world. I said she was a girl I'd like to stalk. I don't have to stalk. I think she's hot. David Bryson is 50.
Now let's just break that down.
Player?
Of Counting Crows. Sir Bob Geldof is 50.
Live Aid.
Remember Blue Flames?
Brian Johnson is 57, Reiner.
AC/DC.
Corby's giving tours.
Bernie Mac is 46.
It's a side job.
Is this his compensation for Texas OU tickets?
That tours and putting up banners.
Steve Miller is 61.
From Dallas.
Oh, wait a minute. I know this one. The Steve Miller Band.
It's Reiner's bit, dude. Did you ever kick him out of your band?
No, I never did.
Who was that you kicked out of your band? Stevie Ray Vaughan or something?
It was Boss Skaggs, Dan.
Kate Winslet is 29.
Was it Ice-T?
Boss Skaggs was
kind of a little hot.
I can see that.
And here's some spares. If that's something that anyone's...
You guys better
I'm
get ready.
Sorry. That's it. That's it.
You guys better get ready to see a lot of that today. Meredith sneaking in the control room.
Why? Oh, to watch the
Meredith
Red Sox?
She can come in here and hide, hang out if she wants.
Yeah, I hope she comes.
Come on
in
over,
here.
Meredith. It's on ESPN2. We're all.
She's got her
here.
Johnny Damon.
Come on into the air studio. You're not going to see it in here.
Her Johnny Damon beach towel.
We don't have the deuce in here.
Rex Chapman is 37.
Kentucky.
I got a fast car.
That's Tracy.
Oh.
Drew Hill, 48.
Oilers is fair.
Duke basketball player. Too many injuries, though.
The football player?
Grant Hill, of course. Yeah, football player. He's still Oilers, right?
Oilers, yeah.
Chad Lewis is 33.
He's a genius in France.
Eagle?
Great Eagle.
Author of Moneyball.
Don't tip him off. I wanted him to sit
there. Yeah, I didn't know who Chad Lewis was.
Highly possible.
From BYU.
Highly possible.
He is blazing the way for L.J. Smith to take over next year.
Name the defensive backfield.
God. Brian Dawkins.
I thought you didn't believe in God.
Oh, Chocolate Thunder.
No. Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown, and let's see, Quentin.
Ooh, the.
Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown, which is perfectly right.
Yeah. We need a fourth. We need a safety.
Well, I said Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, we need both safeties.
That would be Michael. Crap, I'm blanking on his last name.
Oh, the famous.
Not an Eagles fan.
Quentin Michael.
Not
Fisher.
An Eagles team.
Fisher.
Take 2 days
no,
off.
No, it's not Fisher.
Fisher. Lewis.
Michael Lewis, that's it. Thank you.
You know why?
Roderick Hood is
because
the
Because I'm such
Nickelback.
A big Eagles fan.
All right, big sports brain, Bob. Congratulations.
And that's sports bullying right there.
Woo-hoo.
Chris Whitney is 33.
You want me to loan you my DVD of Eagles history that I'm about to buy when I get it?
I know. That'd be great because I can't afford it yet.
That I'm about to buy when I get it.
That is confusing.
No.
So you're about to buy it after you get it?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Good luck with that, then.
Yep. Born on this day, now dead, Chester Arthur. Reiner.
Yep.
Number 21.
And Larry Fine.
Manager, right?
Garfield in Cleveland.
Larry Fine would be one of the Stooges.
Yeah. He was Larry.
Right.
Tyler, what do you know?
That must have been an easy part to play.
You made
me
go mad.
That's why today
doesn't suck. Boy, you know what Red Sox and Angels reminds me of?
1986.
I just saw that matchup, and I just thought Dave Henderson.
Or Donnie Moore.
Snatch.
Or Donnie Moore.
Oh.
No, it didn't remind me of...
They what? The Red
Snatch.
Sox
with
the all
movie.
Crazy hair team, I'll tell you that.
Back then, Roger Clemens was playing.
So that's next on the Hard Line.
Thank you.